This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. President Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome. AP's Ben Thomas has this report.
The meeting comes amid concerns that China is amplifying Russian disinformation, including false claims that Ukraine has been running chemical and biological weapons labs with U.S. support. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"It's a good tell that they may be on the cusp of doing it themselves. What we're here to do is to deny them the capacity to have a false flag operation, to blame this on the Ukrainians or on us."
Sullivan also says the U.S. has made clear China should not help Russia work around sanctions or otherwise bail out its economy.
"We will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Local officials in western Ukraine say a Russian airstrike on a military training base that has hosted NATO drills killed at least 35 people and wounded 134. The Sunday morning assault on the International Peacekeeping and Security Center brought the war in Ukraine about 30 kilometers from the border with Poland. A senior Russian diplomat warned a day earlier that Moscow considered foreign shipments of military equipment to Ukraine legitimate targets. Fighting also raged in multiple areas of the country overnight. Ukrainian authorities said Russian airstrikes on a monastery and a children's resort in the eastern Donetsk region hit spots where monks and refugees were sheltering and wounded 32 people. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is trying to create new, in his words, pseudo-republics to break his country apart. He made that comment in his nightly address to the nation. This is